Folks, I am really glad to bring on with me, and as you know, throughout our country right now, there is a pressing issue, and that is tax reform. And those of you who are of the conservative and Republican ilk, you know that it is important that we get this done and get this done now. And one of the main actors and one of the main players from the great state of Louisiana, someone who does bring a balance of common sense and know-how to this conversation, is my friend, a friend of the show, has been now for over 3 years, Congressman Senator Bill Cassidy. Dr. Bill Cassidy is on with me. We're going to bring him on now and let him get back to work as soon as possible. Bill, thank you so much for being on, taking the time to come on the show today. How are you, man?
D.L. Bryant, I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing really, really well, Bill. And Senator Cassidy, I want to ask you now, the audience is really wanting to know, can we as Republicans, can we as conservatives put together a bill that will be passed next week, in your opinion?
Let me rephrase it. We as Americans can put together a bill that passes next week. And I say Americans because of among the things we do, for example, is that we get rid of the individual mandate. A mandate that does not work, that's according to the left, if you read their research, but is a tax on middle and lower income families. CL, about 80% of the people paying the individual mandate have an income of $50,000 or less. Think about that. A tax on those families because they can't afford insurance because some out of control bureaucrat has decided to squeeze them. We get rid of that. That is good for all Americans. What we also do is we double the deductions for a family, which means that most middle and almost, frankly, all middle and almost all middle and lower income families are going to have more after tax income. We make it so that instead of our industry moving overseas, our industry decides to stay here. And when it stays here, it creates American jobs and not Irish jobs. And they're competing for American workers, driving up wages and benefits for American workers. It's conservative, it's Republican, it's also American, man.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Senator Bill Cassidy is our guest here at the very top of the hour. One of the concerns that we are looking at now is Senator Marco Rubio. Have we done enough? Can there be enough done to bring Rubio on board? I know Marco, and I know that he's dogged in the way he feels about the working class. How is that looking, Bill?
I think we will end up meeting his request. And let me just put a perspective on it. Rubio's point is that there's working families out there who are still paying payroll taxes, and a lot of it. Because of this bill, they will no longer pay income tax. But the child tax credit that others will be receiving because of this law, they won't receive because this law lowered their tax burden. So lower their tax burden, but means they're not eligible for the tax credit, even though they continue to pay taxes through the payroll tax. He just wants to establish fairness there. Many of those families voted for Donald Trump. I think the president will be very open to that. I think it'll happen.
Great. And one of the last questions I have for you, Bill, in this segment, well, and I know you have to run, and I thank you again for coming on with me, is this. We do have two senators who are ill. One in particular we're looking at is John McCain, who is being at Walter Reed now as far as his brain cancer being treated for that. Are we optimistic that McCain will be able to show up for the vote, because we have a very thin margin of votes that we can lose for this to fly? What are we looking like?
Well, first, let's all remember Senator McCain and his family. And every now and then he aggravates the heck out of folks. But we can never forget that he spent years in a North Vietnamese prison refusing to be released until those who have been in prison longer than he were first released. A great American has done so much for us. I do think he will be there. All things I hear is that he will be there, but keep him in your prayers, not so that he comes to vote, but just that he be comforted and hopefully he be healed. Can I mention one more thing about things about this bill, by the way?
Of course, Bill. It's your show right now.
You know, one thing, I know that you have a national audience, but there's something in here that's particularly good for Louisiana, but that in turn benefits the rest of the nation. Our coastline is melting away. Of all the states in the nation, the Louisiana coastline is losing the most territory to rising sea levels. And we have an energy infrastructure that provides gasoline, for example, to the rest of the nation. As our wetlands melt away, that energy infrastructure becomes threatened, which then threatens the energy supply for every place else. The Obama moratorium, without going into detail, robbed the Gulf Coast of revenue that was going to be used in Louisiana to rebuild that coastline to protect that energy infrastructure. We also got some dollars in this bill that protect that, that give more money to protect that coastline, to protect those jobs, to protect that infrastructure, to protect that energy supply for the rest of the nation. This is increased funding for Gomesa. We got it in there. We feel good about it. Again, it benefits Americans wherever they live.
So, folks in Louisiana, my home state, and of course up in my hometowns, the jewel cities of the Ark-La-Tex, Shreveport, and Bossier, but all over the homeland, my homeland of Louisiana, my home state of Louisiana, you are hearing your senator tell you that in this bill, this tax bill, there may be a remedy for the eroding coastline that we all are very concerned about there in Louisiana, especially since our life's blood is oil and gas. And Bill, that as far as everything else that has been said in the interview, and thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me, that to us in Louisiana is the most important thing. Bill, if there's anything, the final word is yours. Got 1 minute left. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say in this final minute. And again, thank you so much for coming on.
The other thing we're fighting for is the disaster tax relief, and it's not a done deal yet. But what we're trying to get is for all the folks in Louisiana, North and South Louisiana, but also in other states affected by natural disasters in the 2016, to allow them to be able to have the same provisions made as was made for Hurricane Harvey and Maria and Irma, that your losses to your home would be able to be deducted from your taxes to help you rebuild. This is a middle-class tax cut for those whose lives in some cases were almost devastated by natural disaster. We're fighting for that too. It affects not only your home state, but your home parish. And we think we can be successful, although it's not a done deal yet.
God bless and keep you, Senator Bill Cassidy, Dr. Bill Cassidy. Please tell your wife that Jane and I say hello, and we are wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, and we look to talk to you in the new year with the tax reform bill passed by this Republican Congress. And God bless you again and keep you. Talk to you real soon. Thanks again so much for being on.
Thanks, Theo.